Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Collective's free-form question and comment line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt is Google. Please tell us a story about Google from your life. Like, what was the first thing you ever searched in Google? How do you feel about Google's recent collaboration with the NSA? Or who do you know that doesn't use one of Google's plethora of services? Please tell us about this and anything else, and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website. That's themediacollective.org.
Yes, Google. That great, great, great internet company. They seem to know everything about me. You know, I just type in a business, they show me the local one. You know, in my emails, they show me relevant ads to what has to deal with that person sending that email. Google is on it. Or I should say on me. They know me. They know me very well. You know, I can just type a partial word. Google knows the word I'm thinking of. You know, I wish they invented some kind of Google app that I could put on my computer or netbook. I could say, read me that story from my childhood. They used to make me go to sleep within 5 minutes. You know, I'd love that. That'd be great if Google could do that. Google, when you parse up this audio for the Dry Tofu Project, write me. You know my voice. Just let me know what that book is, and then you can digitize it, and let me read it. Or maybe, no, you can read it to me. Thanks for everything, Dry Tofu and Google.
Hello. I'm calling the question and answer line, and I understand that this week's topic is Google. I am familiar with Google. I don't know exactly what the word Google means, but I do know that if I go on my computer and I connect to the internet, that I can type in www.google.com, and then this thing on the screen comes up, and it says Google, and there's a box there, and if I type in something that I need information about, I can then press the button, and a new screen comes up, and there are these things in blue. I believe they're called a link, which seems appropriate because it links you to a place that might have information about the thing you've typed in the box. And I think that's fabulous. I sometimes look for recipes for a good crumpet or a biscuit. I can look for information about a topic I'm interested in, perhaps a crochet pattern, or maybe some information about a movie star. You know, I don't use the internet much, but when I do, it's nice to know that I can go to this Google thing, and it will take me to places that I want to go. And I think that's great. It's just a wonderful thing. And this internet thing, I think that's pretty fab, too. I like to use it to keep in touch with my friends across the pond, as they say. So that is how I use this Google. And thank you for asking. Okay. Have a very good day, and hope to talk to you again. Cheerio.
Hello. I do not know anything about Google. I am looking for Mr. Google. Mr. Google, are you there? It's a telephone call for Mr. Google. I don't know nothing what you say about the merger. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm speaking to Mr. Google, please. Mr. Google? Google? Okay, bye-bye then. Bye-bye.
Well, the only thing I really know about Google is that it seems to open up a lot of doors like this semester, I looked up ukulele tabs on Google, and now I'm like trying to learn the ukulele tab for Stairway to Heaven and stuff. It's awesome. Bye.
Google? Who doesn't use Google? 2010. Everyone, in order to be on the internet, you have to use Google. You're either searching it or looking through scholarly papers, reading one of the books, going to the news pages, checking your email, chatting, looking at maps, using the Goog 411 service. It's just kind of endless. If you're bored and you don't think Google's offering a service that you might use, go to their labs page. They got dozens of things that are in beta, or that just means in Google speak that they're always working on it. If you're not using Google, you don't really want to give up your information. Come on, make the world better. Give up a piece of you. Thanks, Dry Tofu.
I think Google is probably the coolest thing on the internet. I mean, what haven't they done? And it's all free. I mean, it's gorgeous. They have the Maps search engine that I was using way before it became popular. And it's amazing. Later.
I cannot remember the first time I used Google for the search engine. I can't even remember first hearing about it. But now, in 2010, it pretty much owns most of my life. I use Gmail as my pretty much one and only email, and they also have my entire schedule because I use calendar function, and lately I've been using the tasks pane in the calendar, so they know what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and with whom I'm doing it because I have all my contacts too. So yeah, it's kind of freaky in a way, but I like having everything centralized. It's in one place. I'm okay with it right now. We'll see if they start taking over my life somehow, like having pop-up messages like, "Hi, we noticed that you went to the vet yesterday. May we be of service?" Then I might think again. But on the whole, I like it. It's convenient. They're good. Their user interface design is excellent. I think they have a lot of smart people working for them.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU.